Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We are so glad you're here for another episode of the show. As everyone knows by now, the Walt Disney World Resort, all the resorts around the world, have been temporarily shut down due to the COVID-19 virus, and we're all taking this news pretty rough here at the show and at the Magic for Less Travel, but we are going to keep the show going. We're going to keep answering your listener questions, and hopefully it'll be a nice escape from all the news that we get in this 24/7 news cycle. And we know that we are, you know, practicing social distancing and staying inside and away from others. And we hope this show will continue to be an escape from kind of the doom and gloom. We've started that last week. We're going to continue to do that this week. I know that you may think, you know, some of these questions that are short term, we might not need to answer those, but I think they are important to the folks who wrote in. And I think we can do two things with these questions. We can kind of daydream about what it would be like to be in the parks facing these situations where there are questions, and possibly learn from them. And we know the parks will reopen, and we can all learn and apply these lessons to a trip. Maybe it's not happening right now, but maybe it'll be something that happens in the fall and can help you plan a better vacation. So we're going to do just that. Ashley wrote in just the other day, and she has a question about getting on Flight of Passage, Everest, and the Safari, only being able to get FastPass is 7 days out due to her ticket restrictions. So we'll talk about that and much more on today's show, but we sure appreciate you being here and continuing to support the show. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book your next Disney adventure, and trust me, adventure is out there for you, and those parks are going to open again. Please support the business who always supports us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Check out all the great trip planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. And we'll be planning that next Disney adventure together. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. During these crazy times, we sure appreciate your support of our Amazon affiliate link. That's something you can do that supports the show, supports all we do, costs you absolutely nothing extra. You still get all your Prime benefits. Nothing changes. You're just helping us out here on the show. So it's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1618 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. We hope that today's show still finds you healthy and happy. And we're going to go on. We're going to answer your listener questions. Folks have written in, and we have a huge inbox, and so we are never going to stop answering those questions. And like I said in the ad read at the top of the show, you know, the timing may be a little off on some of these questions when we get to actually put these answers or suggestions into practice. But you know what? One, it's a great escape from all the news, and two, these are still going to be practical answers that maybe they're not happening next week, but maybe we'll put these situations into practice here down the road this summer, this fall. We don't know, but we're just going to keep on going. We're a positive show, and we're going to get through this. We always do, and we got a great community to rally with us and behind us and all together, and we're going to make this happen. So Ricky is working a little late. She had some stuff pop up because of the current situation, so she's going to try to be here for Friday's show. But joining me, you may have heard of her. Her name's Pam Forster. She's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Pam, how's it going?
Hey, everyone. We are hanging in there. It has been a crazy period in time, especially to own a travel agency, I will say. Yeah. Or to be a travel agent. But I will just say, you know, there's been a lot of time, not that I don't want to say worry, because I'm not really a worrier. I guess I've thought a lot about our agents and how they're handling with all this stuff, and a lot about our guests. I know that some people are heartbroken that they've had to change their plans, and been thinking about that stuff a lot. But I've also so appreciated the support that we've received from so many people. So many people are like, what can we do for y'all? And what, you know, what can we do to help? And I can't tell you how much that means to people. And, you know, it's just so cool. And I will just say, you know, I think the travel industry as a whole is taking a hit from this. And just think about that when this is all said and done and we get the okay that it's okay to travel again, because the travel industry will need your help. And if you are so inclined, book with one of our great agents. And that's all we can ask for. It's just, you know, we're all going to come out of this stronger. I have not seen a group of people have such a positive attitude with both our guests and our agents. And it's just a time, I think, where we've had so many positive things come from it, that it is a time to really reflect and count our blessings, which are numerous. And at the end of the day, there's still nothing I would rather do than what I'm doing right here. So I'm just so glad to get to talk to people, and I hope we get to bring a little joy to people's day, a little happiness. We still do have lots to be thankful for. So, you know, we'll move forward with that.
We absolutely have so much to be thankful for. You know, we're gonna get through this. And the good thing is we have the support system of we can come together and we have this common love, you know, or passion for Disney destinations. We have this common vocabulary that we share. You know, we say MNSSHP. We all know what we're talking about, or the TTA or the TTC. You know, people are like, what are you talking about? We all know. Everybody listening right now, we all get it. And it's a great distraction. It's a healthy distraction. It's a fun distraction because it's both work looking back on memories, and memories are good to have. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, you know, I got these, you know, a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when Office Max was blowing out these big monitors for like dirt cheap. I went up to get a sticker and I ended up buying two monitors for the podcast computer. I couldn't pass up the deal. And so I got these huge monitors. So now when the screensaver comes on, I see these gigantic pictures from Google Photos from, you know, every digital photo I've ever taken actually has the opportunity to come up. And I see so many of my friends, a lot of them in the chat room right now, you know, just family, all these great memories I have at Disney destination. So it's great to look back at that, but it's also very healthy to have something to look forward to. And there will be great times coming out of this. I think it's going to kind of recenter what we look at. We're going to talk about this on Friday a lot, but I think that next order of corn dog nuggets at Casey's is going to taste just a little bit better, you know, and maybe I won't rush down Main Street so quickly moving forward, you know, because it's always been there. You know, I was talking with Ricky about this on Sunday night on the live show, which you'll hear tomorrow on the feed, is that, you know, we've always taken for granted that the parks are there 365 days a year, all the time. You know, especially if you're an annual pass holder, you can go any of those days if you have the opportunity to get a plane flight or drive down or what have you. You know, when you lose something, even for a small amount of time, I think it just makes it taste better and kind of reinvigorates your passion for that subject or that destination, what have you. I mean, are you kind of seeing it that way, Pam? I think that next passing through the touch points is going to be that much more special than it was back in February for me.
It will. I think that this has really given us an opportunity to sort of reflect on what vacations mean and all the things that we get from vacations, I think, are just so incredible. I mean, it's just so weird when you think about like the travel industry as a whole, and I've had time to sort of confer with some leaders in this space, but also other travel agents. And, you know, the travel industry as a whole just brings so much to our world. It's not just what we personally bring. Think of the cruise ships and the countries that have an economy mm-hmm. that's based on our cruise travel. That would not, to the opportunities that are given to so many of those people in these smaller countries or smaller areas, just because of the cruise industry in particular, and the travel industry too, but the cruise industry in particular. And I get to think about places that I've had the opportunity to travel to and just what that has brought to my life. And it's just so incredible. And I think right now, knowing that I can't do that right now is making me think about it, is making me reflect on it, is making me yearn for it even. And, you know, those days where we get the all clear, we will be quickly doing some traveling. It'll happen. It will happen because I miss it already. So.
Yeah, I know it's 2 days and we like, you know, I just want to jump on a jet and go south. I mean, it's just what I mean, who'd have thought that? I never wanted to fly. I love flying. It's so crazy because I do love flying. Like, I've learned that over the past couple of years. It's an exciting thing for me. It's the part of the whole experience. I know some people don't like flying that have flown a lot longer than me. It's still kind of a novelty to me because I overcame my fear of flying, but I just can't wait to be with, you know, whenever I go to Disney, I'm with the people that I want to be with every time. You know, that's kind of the luckiness of, I was talking about this like 6 months ago with Pam, you know, when I was going down for Marathon Weekend and I was going down for Princess, these last two races, I was going down solo. But the whole thing is, I was never alone. Like, you know, my family couldn't go because Pam had to teach, Mallory had cheerleading, you know, it was all those obligations, Paige was at school. But I've never gone solo, and every time I go down, I'm with the people I love, you know, and I think that's what I'm missing is that I want to get down there. I want to see my buddies. I want to see my, you know, extended family and everybody. And it's just, you know, this is on pause just for a little while, just for a little bit, but we'll bounce back. And again, I just want to say one thing. We'll jump into those questions. Personally, you know, you talked about the agency coming from somebody who is a travel agent who does work directly with the guests and, it's absolutely, and I never forget this. I'm privileged to do so because I know everybody has a choice. You know, you guys are smart enough. You would not have a problem going and, you know, making reservations yourself. It's an opportunity. It's a support thing. You're helping support the show. You're helping support my family, to be honest. You know, that's how I make my living. And everybody that I've interacted with and has given me the opportunity to plan trips for the last 9 years, you know, I've been doing this full time for the last three, but you know, for 9 years, I thank you. You know, you've been kind, you've supported our business and supported me and helped me keep this podcast on the air and kind of live my dream. And again, in the last week or so, when we've had modifications, cancellations, everybody has been so absolutely kind. And I understand on the other end of that, you guys got to know this, when I'm calling Disney Cruise Line or calling Walt Disney World to make a modification or a cancellation, trust me, I've tried to express this in the emails and the communications, but sometimes it's so busy that I hope you understand. My heart aches for each one of you guys that have to make these changes because I was talking to Ricky about this. I know so many of our listeners, and I would do the same thing, you know, back before we got to go as often as we did. You know, we'd make the little loopy, you know, construction paper, you know, chains, and you'd rip off one each day. And as the chain got shorter, you were closer to going on your trip, or you had something on the fridge, you know, a countdown going there. You had the apps that we talk about. I know that these are special times, and especially if you have kids, but I mean, you don't need to have kids to look forward to these trips that much. You know, it's a difficult time. So understand that I'm right in your corner, and I'm going to do everything I can to make that next time. And there will be a next time when it happens. Trust me. I know these are special times, and I promise to make that next trip as awesome as possible because you've trusted me with that trip. I will never forget that. And we're going to keep working together on these things, and it's going to taste a little bit better. And I'm going to make sure that happens from my end. So I just want to throw that out there, Pam, because it's important to me. I mean, you know, these guests that we have at the Magic for Less are just outstanding A-plus people. I love them.
They are. They're, you know, I'm grateful every day. These are people who are letting us live out our dream, you know, by doing this. It really is still one of the best jobs I've ever had. It's to be a small part of so much magic and so many experiences is beyond incredible to be a part of. So anyways, I hope we didn't. I think it was just important. I think everyone has all these feelings in their heart, on their minds, and it's, you know, important to get them out there and just say that we appreciate all of you listening to our podcast, helping our agents. It's a cool thing to be a part of. So we do it all together. So
it is. It's a big community, and we thank you so much. Now, real quick, though, before we get to the first question, I've been saying this for 10 minutes. Like, Mike, shut up. Let's go answer questions. I just want to get some good advice out there because you are here. I've had a little bit of advice. I've, you know, thrown it. Like I used to tell my sixth graders, you know, we're going to learn prime factorization today. I'm going to throw you in the fire and teach you how to do it. And by the time you walk out of here at the end of the day, you're going to know how to do it. You know, what's prime factorization? I'm like, not only will you know what it is, you're going to know how to do it here in the next hour. You know, we're going to work together with this and get it done. Okay, so let's talk real quick about practical advice for folks where these trips are impacted right now, or, you know, they're in that gray area where maybe they're going in the next couple weeks, maybe they're going in May. What is your best advice for guests right now? Because mine is, you know, from what I'm seeing is, hang on, you know, hold on to that reservation, because Disney is, we talked about this too on the live show. In my opinion, Disney's doing everything right at this point, you know, by their guests, by their cast members, by the travel agents. They're working really well with us. They're making our job as easy as possible to get things done. It's not going to be easy ever, but it could be a lot worse. And it's people complain about things, but I'll give them a pat on the back. They're making this as accessible for us to help our guests and also for the guests directly for the cat. I think they're doing everything they can. This was unexpected, but what should people know? Cause you are a voice in the industry. So give some advice for folks that are traveling here in the spring.
So first, I would love to be able to pull out my crystal ball and tell people this is the date it will be safe to book a trip that will not be canceled by. I can't though. And it changes hourly, minutely, yes. Secondly.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
It truly, truly does. It truly does. So here's my best advice. If you are in a time where you feel like things may cancel, I would wait until Disney puts out an official statement. And that's sort of what we did with a lot of our guests. And at the point where Disney was like, we're going to be closed, then we were like, okay, cancel that one and we'll make a new one or we'll do whatever, but it's going to save you time and, you know, everything if we cancel this one and make you a new one. So I would wait until Disney you're working with puts out an official cancellation, because at that point, they will also have a game plan for how they best see things happening. We frankly had guests who canceled cruises before Disney had officially canceled them, who lost on some of the opportunities that Disney offered in terms of what they were offering guests for future travel. And those future travel offers can be like a good deal, really and truly. So think about that. We just want to do the best we can for you. And if you hold off and wait until an official policy comes out, I think that that's the best thing to do. And if you can't, then tell us. We'll present you with the options that you have at that point and support your choice. I mean, in the end, it is absolutely your choice on what to do. So if you're like, you know what, I don't feel good about this, then okay. Then we will do our best to help and to be your advocate. I will say, if there's one thing that has really been something that I think that people have seen the last couple of weeks, it's the value of a good travel agent. I don't want to knock anyone out there that is not a good travel agent, but I will say that we've heard some reports and got some begging from people that were not booked with us that needed help. And we do the best that we can to help, but we can, you know. So anyways, I don't want to say a ton about that, but
yeah.
The value of a travel agent, I think, is pretty clear to see. So that's what I would say. When you can hold off, I would.
That's it. So yeah, I would totally hang in there and we will get you squared away. I mean, the thing is, there's no benefit right now practically to canceling. I mean, just ride it out, because Disney's not going to, they're not enforcing their typical penalty periods of, you know, if you've booked with me, and a lot of folks listening today have, you know, you get those emails from me. Okay, it's 30 days, man. Let's make that final payment. You know, it's like, it's time. Disney doesn't
you
play
get the
around.
Reminder. Yes. Then the reminder of the reminder.
To say, man, I don't want anybody losing their reservation because we're not making a final payment. Trust me, I will bug you because we're going to make it happen, or cancel, because then you get your deposit back, you know.
Right,
but the thing is, Disney's taking that all the way up to a day before for the affected dates and stuff. They're being very lenient on that. So just know that. That's good to know. And we'll try to keep you in the know with all the stuff we learned, because that's what we're going to do. All right. Well, and hello to Teresa, who's at Flying Fish, your favorite place.
Oh, my gosh,
place,
Teresa, fam. Get the potato wrap for me. I'm telling you. I wish that could, like, arrive at my doorstep tonight for dinner. That would be awesome.
I saw that. I had to tell you. I know. Oh, and by the way, Mark Yerkes, who called into our live show last night, and you'll hear tomorrow, he was texting me today while he was having lunch. I believe it was at Caribbean Beach, because he was trolling me with a picture of his lunch. And I could see, I think it was Caribbean Beach and the water in the background. I think that's where he was. And so as we're texting, you know, he's like trying to, you know, troll me because I'm having a turkey sandwich at my kitchen table, like on my 15-minute lunch break. He's and I'm all quarantined, you know, everything's self, whatever. So then I get another text like 2 minutes later. a bird just ate the second half of my sandwich while I was texting you that picture. I'm like, sucker. Who hasn't had that happen to him at Walt Disney World? I was like, you know, even the birds know they got to, you know, kind of put some away.
I lost pieces of pretzels one day at the World Showcase.
That's it, man. All right, let's get to Ashley's question. She says, afternoon, guys. Love the podcast. Hoping you can help. My family's vacationing in St. Augustine this year for spring break, family condo. And since we are only a couple hours away from the parks, we will be heading over for one day of our vacation. Most likely we're going to Animal Kingdom per my daughter's request. Now, we've been to Disney many times, but not since 2014. With our particular tickets, since we're not staying on property, we can only book fast passes 7 days out. I'm assuming all good fast passes for Animal Kingdom will be gone by then. What's the best way to get on Flight of Passage, Everest, or the Safari 7 days out? Is there any hope for a fast pass to any of these attractions? P.S. I live in Villa Rica, Georgia, so I'm neighbors with Ricky over there in Dallas. Does Ricky live in Dallas? I don't know. She lives in some other town. At least that's what it says on Find My Friends. Maybe Dallas. I know there is a Dallas, Georgia. Maybe Ricky's lying to me and she's been like up in a bunker all the time. I don't know. Anyway, thanks so much. Keep up the good work, Ashley. All right. So basically I want to take this question because say you're going there and you don't have the opportunity to get fast pass 60 days out, but you still want to do Flight of Passage, Everest, and Safari. I think you can still do that even without any fast passes, but I bet you can get one. You can totally get one.
I totally agree. And first of all, you may luck out and find, first of all, a fast pass for Everest. Everest frequently has fast passes leading right up to the day of. You know what I mean? They really, truly do. So check for Everest as soon as you can. Or the Safari. Every now and then I'll stumble onto a Safari. And the thing is you're going to need to do is keep checking. Check every morning. Pick another two other times throughout the 7 day period, you know, leading up to your trip that you can check to. I check at least three times a day. So do that. And let's just say you aren't able to get fast pass for any of them.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. What would your strategy be? No fast pass.
Okay. All right. You ready? Are you going to be there all day? You have to be there all day. And if you're going to be there only one day, chances are you're going to stay there all day, right?
Get that money's worth.
You don't have another day you have to save up energy for.
No, Joe Rohde says be there all day.
So he also said, did you see? He said that even though the parks are going to be closed, there's not enough time to fix the Yeti during this time.
I did see that. Somebody said, is there enough time? No. He just said no.
No time to fix the Yeti.
And so, I love that the question was, can they fix the Disco Yeti? So he acknowledges that people call it the Disco Yeti too.
I know, right? Here's what I would do with no fast passes. I would get there and I would do the Safari first. I know, right?
You're throwing me off here because I would not.
Every second, I would do everything else throughout the day and I would get in line for Avatar right before park closes.
See, I go the opposite. I'd rope drop. I mean, I'd be there 30 minutes before rope drop. Boom, straight to Flight of Passage.
You and everybody else.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're in front of the crowd, I'm saying, like, you know me, I have to be early. So I would be one of the first ones because I'd be there like an hour early. And then I would go to Flight of Passage. Then I would go to the Safari second, I guess, because Everest has high capacity. Everest can turn people pretty fast.
Not everyone can ride Everest.
True. And not, I mean, I don't even like riding it. It makes me feel like I want to yak.
Like yak
and not Yeti. Ding, ding.
So I agree. Either strategy is good, but if you're not going to be there before the park opens, then you're going to want to do Pandora afterwards, I would think. Because you look at those times, Mike, at like 8:05 when the park opens at 8, wait time?
70,000 minutes. Now, you know what? I've heard people from Georgia get up early, except for Ricky, so I'm just saying.
It's true. But no, I think either one of the strategies we mentioned are good ones. But I would definitely, in the morning, I would do the Safari before Everest for the reasons that we mentioned. But I'm betting you're going to be able to get fast pass for something. But there's so much to do at Animal Kingdom, I will say. Make sure you see the fantastic shows. I still love the Nemo show.
Me
I think
too.
It's completely underrated. There are times,
it makes me cry.
Every time when I cry. Yeah, I know. There are times. There are times. I mean, the only time I cry at that show is when I see it or hear any of the music or think about it. So, no.
Stop. I hate that show. It's making me stop. We got to change the subject.
No, but The Lion King, again, such an incredible show. There's all of those animal encounters you can do. You can now go out and draw at the conservation station. You can see some incredible performers, lots of great things to do. And so make sure you take time to do those things too.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Nemo. It just it makes me
sick. I know. Right? You think you can do these things, but you can't.
But here's the thing about those shows, and then we're going to the next question. Because I know we're 23 minutes in, and we've gotten one question answered.
We've covered
terrible.
Nothing.
This is terrible. Those shows, like, I tend to not see them every trip in. Like, I'll see them, like, once a year. And every time I go to see them, like, God, how do I not watch these every time I come? I love these shows.
I don't know what it is.
I guess it's a time commitment, maybe, you know, because you're trying to get stuff done. But I never regret it. I love it. I'm like, I need to see this again. All right. Let's get another one in. Keisha, for in the live chat, currently booked at All Star Sports for the Wine and Dine in November. Do you think more rooms at Pop would open up by then? I will say yes, because I've gotten them for guests this week.
Right, I know. There is definitely a possibility, and that's the thing. Like, I think it's good that you keep checking anytime you have something that you really want, because people book or cancel all the time, regardless of what's going on. So, and I think that Pop is definitely worth the upgrade, I will say.
Totally. Yeah.
First of all, not only do you have the gondola, but those rooms are on point at this point.
Oh. Yeah. And I don't know if I talked to you about this, but like, I was in a predicament when I stayed at Coronado for the Princess. So I'd stayed at Pop the two previous trips for Marathon. Yeah. And I went down when the Skyliner opened. And I called Scott and I'm like, man, I'm like in a predicament. Like, for the if Disney charged me the same price for the room, Coronado or Pop Century, go right down the middle, say $250 a night. Like, you know, and they said you could stay at either one. And Coronado was awesome, man. I was in the tower with a king bed. I was looking out over studios. You know, like, I could see Galaxy's Edge from our bed. Like, when I was laying in bed, I could see Galaxy's Edge. Yeah. I could see Batuu. The Skyliner is that much of a pull. I might go over to Pop. I don't know. Probably not. But I mean, like, I miss the Skyliner at Coronado big time.
No, but I do love that tower.
Oh, I do too. That was awesome. I know. It's hard.
It is sweet. And there's nothing I love more than a new hotel. What's funny is I've stayed at Riviera now like two or three times since it's open, and it's only been opened just a little bit. I love it too. So.
I love
that.
And
it has the best of both. It's also in a different price range than these ones. But it's sweet.
And I want that. I want that burger, that Riviera burger. Oh, I love that thing.
I had that. That was very good.
Best burger on property, I think. I've had it twice.
Very good.
Yep.
The portobello on that makes it so juicy.
I don't know what's on it. I just eat the dang thing. It is awesome. It's
got
onions.
It's really good.
All right, let's see here. Elise is asking, if I want to see all the Christmas things, including resort decor and gingerbread houses while avoiding holiday chaos, when is the best time to go? What fun is it to avoid holiday chaos if you want to get into the spirit?
Get in there and splash around in the chaos, my friend. That's what makes it holiday, Elise. Come on.
Whatever. Now,
I know. So you're going to want to avoid pretty much the week between Christmas and New Year's. If you want to avoid prime chaos, although I will tell you, I've had many a good trip in between those two.
But that's the best time. You know, honestly, if you're going to be down there, this is the stuff to do. You want to go see the resort decor and the gingerbread houses. Right. If you're there that week between Christmas and New Year's, this is the stuff to do.
It's true, because it's not going to be as busy for sure. But so if you want to try and avoid some of the holiday chaos, then I would hit sometime not too far after Thanksgiving. And then, I don't know, before you get into like 2 weeks into December. But I will tell you, even right up until Christmas Eve, it's busy, but things are always busy now. So don't let that detract you. There's something about being there at the holidays. And there, I enjoy the Christmas party. For my money, I'm doing the Christmas party. Always. I'm doing it because I love it that much. I think there's just something really special about being there and seeing snow on Main Street and all of that. There's so many heartwarming things that happen there. But absolutely, you're going to want to see all of the resorts because they're actually all worth seeing. So.
All right, a good friend Tanya Brewer's in the live chat, and she always is, and we appreciate that so very much. She says, if you don't mind, talk about the Dining Plus plan. I have two trips planned, one with the deluxe and one with the dining. Brief side-by-side comparison, if possible. So if
and folks, we have a new one to add to this mix now.
Well, I think that's what she's asking about. Yeah, I think that's what she's asking about. It's the Disney Dining Plan Plus is what it's called.
Okay.
So go ahead and explain that to everybody that might not know about it, and let's compare the two.
No, right? So Disney recently announced a new dining plan, and it's basically going to fall between the regular dining plan that included the table, one table service, one quick service, and then your snacks and your refillable mug, and the deluxe plan, which actually includes three meals. And those meals can be used as either table service or counter service. Now, smart folks, what are you going to use those credits for? I can hear our audience saying it now, table service credits. Yes, you are, my friends, because that is where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. And if you have a trip that maybe is not so heavy on parks and a lot heavier on awesome dining, then the deluxe plan is something you can really make out using. I mean, just really and truly you can. But it's not for everyone, and we completely understand that. The regular dining plan does not offer you really the ability and flexibility to use them for table service or counter service because those credits are designated as such. This new Dining Plus plan gives you two meals a day, and they can be used at either table service or counter service. You, of course, also get your snacks, two snacks per day or per night, and you get your refillable mugs too. Now, once again, it's not that much more than the standard dining plan. So there is some flexibility on whether you have to use them for table or have to use them for counter service to make your money's worth, really. Especially when, you know, in the last couple of years, both counter service and table service restaurants include alcoholic or non-alcoholic specialty drink with each meal. So there's a little bit of flexibility on that, and we can show you how to tweak those and make it work for you. But I'm seeing this as something that can really appeal to people who maybe don't want to feel as if their vacation is so planned out. They want a little flexibility in terms of, you know, they don't want to feel like they have to plan out each meal. This is something that they maybe pulled my husband on to decide what kind of dining he would like. And he said one that he doesn't have to plan in advance. So anyways, this would probably be his choice. And it's amazing how many last minute, you know, table service meals you can actually just make the day of or hours before. So anyways, the new Dining Plus is, again, in between the standard dining plan and the deluxe dining plan. It's going to give you a little more flexibility, and it's going to give you a greater, you know, opportunity to save some money too. So check that one out.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I think the way I see the plus plan, because again, it does, like you said, it falls between Disney Dining Plan, which we always call the standard plan or the regular plan. There's a million, I was talking to a cast member at Disney about this yesterday because I was adding it for a guest. And she's like, which I said, I usually say the middle one. I was like, I can't say that. Now there's four. And there's, there's sixth grade teacher in me. I'm like, there's no middle. You know, it's like, so I'm like, and she's like, I know. And everybody you say, just add the plus plan. I'm like, no, make sure you don't. No, make sure it's the right one. I said, the Disney Dining Plan Plus. And so we did that. But I think it's best used, okay, you know, like you said, you're going to use those for table service credits on the plus plan for the most part. And I think the way it's used to make it really valuable, this is how I would use it, not that it's perfect, but this is how I would see it. I would, it's going to be good for somebody that wants to do like a character breakfast and then some kind of table service dinner, because you can fill in lunch with those two snacks, you know, and you're going to be full from breakfast. Like say you eat at a Crystal Palace or like a Chef Mickey's. I mean, I'm stuffed. Like, I don't need anything at noon. You know, I'm good. Like, give me a couple snacks.
Popcorn and then you're done.
Seriously, and then I'm good till dinner. Then, you know, you go to a Trails Inn or something and you're loading up again. Like, holy cow. So,
I know.
Good stuff. All right, let's get to the next question, which the chat room is moving too quickly tonight. You guys are on fire, and it just jumped. It was a question about, it's from Karen. Do you think Disney will take the opportunity with the parks closed to do things like get the planting done on the castle? So I know we've gotten a lot of this on social media. I've seen, you know, wow, with the parks closed, they're going to finish Future World in the next month. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, here's a couple of things. You know, I think about working in the parks during this COVID closure. One is that you have to think about the labor unions and the construction workers and their safety and their work environments. You know, I don't think Disney is going to work with those unions and those contractors and all that stuff, because these are not Disney employees, they're contractors, and they have to adhere to their safety specifications. So while I think it's dreaming, and I think it's the first thing every Disney fan thought, that, wow, they can accelerate the construction on all these attractions, on all these guest areas. Now, I will say the park was closed today as we recorded the Magic Kingdom. They were still painting the castle. So I think things will go on in a light fashion, but I don't think it's going to be like, you know, the Manhattan Project, where they're going to get in there and, you know, 7,000 workers are going to finish Epcot here by, April 1st.
Right. I don't know. Disney has a way. First of all, anything like this, if a business is not reevaluating the way that they do things and the way that they will do things in the future, they're not going to be in business that long. So that's just, you mean, you take every change like this as a way to reevaluate what you're doing. And I know even in our small business, we have. So that's, you know, something that they're going to think about. So I would love, like everyone else, I would love this if, yeah, what me this too. Meant is, right? Guardians of the Galaxy opening end of 2020. Yeah. Do I think that's going to happen? No. Mm-mm, no, I don't. But I do think there's lots of opportunities for some smaller projects to be finished. And I think that as long as they can keep the construction workers in there, it gives them an opportunity to work in different ways. And maybe that does accelerate some of the projects. So that would be great too.
Yeah, because we had that question that came up a few weeks back where, you know, there was a couple, they were getting married and they were, you know, been looking forward to this forever. They had a photography session scheduled and then bam, all of a sudden, you know, they're painting the castle, you know, and there's cranes. Uh-huh. And so, you know, I think something like that, because Disney was working really hard to keep the distraction. They didn't want to repeat the thing with the Pepto-Bismol castle, you know, back in the day where everybody freaked out because it was, you couldn't hide the thing, you know, and people freaked out. They wanted to see the castle. They showed up and it was pink. I thought it was kind of cool because I was actually
didn't really freak out when it happened. Let's make that clear. You want to know?
I liked it actually. Yeah. When I was there,
a picture of it now, then they're like, oh my gosh, that was horrible. But during that time, cause I was there a couple times.
That's probably true.
There was no freaking out. People were like, oh, it's a birthday cake. And they moved on with their day.
That's true. That's probably true. But I mean, you know, people, they want the castle. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and this kind of solved that problem. I think that castle is going to be done being painted here in the next couple of weeks.
So yeah, I think that so too. And I love the look of it.
Oh, it looks sharp.
The Yorker blue. Yes. Oh, so nice.
I like it too. That's looking sharp. Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right. Anthony Wade's got a good question. Here we go. Book the Riv for marathon weekend. And that is right. It is the Riv. Good call. 70% committed, like I gives a total percentage here, 70% committed to signing up for the full marathon. Any help to convince me to get all the way would be appreciated. Okay, so let me give you this, Anthony. First of all, anybody can do a full marathon. Now, here's the thing between a half and a full that I learned in my, because I went from the half to the full, and I didn't go crazy and do a dopey, or I know a lot of people do their first full marathon as part of like a dopey and a goofy and all that. I didn't for a couple reasons. One, I thought that was crazy. Two, I wanted to have that next mile marker to go to. Because the thing is, for me, when I finished a full marathon, that was something in my life I never, ever, ever thought I would do because I hated running. What the full marathon does more than anything else, in my opinion, is that it holds you accountable to make sure that you have to train. You're not going to go out there without training. Paige did, but she paid the price at mile 21. And finish a full marathon without training and still be able to enjoy the experience. Let's say that. So I think, you know, anybody can do it. And if you follow the Galloway plan on the RunDisney.com website, it'll get you there. It got me my first three marathons. I didn't deviate. I did everything it said. It was like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And it got me exactly where I needed to be. So anybody can do it, but you just got to commit to the training. And then, you know what, you're going to probably make it and it's going to change your life. So I'd say definitely do it. But, you know, make sure you have the 6-month plan. It's not just something you do starting in January, you know, Christmas decide, oh, yeah, I did sign up for that marathon. I used to do that stuff and it's not good. Not good. All right, so next question is from Michelle. What do you think Run Disney will do with the Star Wars runs? Again, we have no information on anything further than what Disney has released. I will say, just as a runner and as a somebody who's observing the world, knowing that the Boston Marathon has been pushed back, and that's a bigger... I mean, I know we all love our Run Disney races. Nobody more than me. Look what I'm wearing. Like, if I didn't have Run Disney clothes, I'd be naked. I'm just saying, that or Cardinals or Mizzou or Run Disney, I wouldn't have any clothes to wear. So I would guess at this point there will not be a Star Wars race. Just I'm thinking, but who knows? I mean, we can hope for miracles. But I, you know, here's the way I look at that. Run Disney races, they throw you in what are called corrals, which tight quarters. And there's a lot of spit. There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of tears. Sometimes there's puke. I'm just saying. So not perfect for today's situations. I would say probably not, but you never know. Let's hope. Let's hope. All right. So next... I mean, I'm probably a little too honest on that one, but that's just where I am. All right, next question is, where'd it go? Everything's jumping around. I lost it. Let's go back to the inbox. Let's do this. Kristen says, hey, Mike, been listening to the podcast. Get ready for my 30th birthday solo trip to the world, so I appreciate all your enthusiasm and knowledge. I'm staying at Pop Century for 6 nights in early December. I'm going to go solo this time. I told my husband and kids that they're uninvited for this trip. That's nice. I want to knock out everything I can, considering I won't have to pay for 4 others. I'm thinking of doing the Christmas party, tea at the Grand Floridian, a morning at Senses Spa, Taste of the Magic Kingdom tour, Caring for Giants tour, and Behind the Seeds tour at the land, along with a visit to all 4 parks. Am I totally overreaching? I realize that this is an ambitious plan, but why not try to make it all happen? I have a rest day planned in the middle of it, but let's be honest, I won't be resting much. From one Disney nut to another, thanks for your advice. Kristen is the mom of 3 in Birmingham, Alabama. First of all, it's smart to do this on a solo trip because you're right. You're only paying for 1, then 4. I totally get that. I do that every race weekend. You know, I'll do something because I only got to buy 1 ticket. So what do you, is that too much? Christmas party, tea, a day at the Senses, a tour, a couple tours, actually 3 tours. I think she's fine.
Is there ever too much?
No, not really.
Isn't that the whole point of vacation? Is you get to do all the things you don't do in your normal life, and you get to do them as much as you want. You know, make sure, the only thing I will caution you with is make sure you're just including just a tad bit of downtime, because that's an important part of the vacation process too. And downtime doesn't mean you're taking a nap back in your room. Cause I know like some people are like, yeah, you always see that advice to like, you know, take a nap, go back to the room and take a nap. And not everyone can do that. I totally get that. But like, you know, maybe a couple hours to sit by the pool or something like that. Enjoy your resort a little bit, or roast marshmallows down by, you know, the fire when they're doing stuff or something like that. But yeah. But if you feel good with it, I feel good with it. I can support it.
Yeah. And the thing is, that's just how you're spending your time. You know, you are doing tours rather than going and doing 7 attractions. And the thing is, especially for somebody that's solo, I've learned this with tours, is that it's nice to do it when you're solo because you're with a group. And the thing is, you're with a group of like-minded Disney fans. If somebody's going to sign up for the Behind the Seeds tour, they have a certain personality about them. If they're going to do Caring for Giants, they're probably an animal person. They're probably a Disney fan like you. And you're probably going to strike up fun conversations during the tour. I've noticed that when I did the Steam Trains tour, when I did Keys to the Kingdom, Marceline to the Magic Kingdom. You already have a lot in common. And the guides kind of, you know, while they're not there to kind of do team building exercises, it kind of becomes something that's a little bit communal. It's a neat experience.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it absolutely is. And that's the beauty of a Disney vacation, in particular for me, a Disney World vacation, because it's really more of a vacation destination. But there are so many things that appeal to so many different people that I think that's a really cool part. Like if you enjoy this, chances are you'll be able to do it Disney in some capacity. So.
All right, last question of the day. It's about Be Our Guest in the Magic Kingdom. He says, hey, this is from Michael, or sorry, it's from Ines. Hi, guys. I was wondering if you could answer a question. Is Be Our Guest still a quick service for breakfast and 1 table service for lunch and dinner, or has it been changed to table service for all 3 meals? Thanks in advance, Ines.
It's actually counter service for two meals. Yep. It's counter service for breakfast and lunch. And by the way, I've mentioned this a few times, but I'll mention it again. It is, if you're on the dining plan and you want to use your quick service credit here for breakfast, slam dunk, my friends. Totally. I mean, it is such a good use of that credit. The meal itself is $20-some. The drinks, another $14. I mean, it's a huge, great use of the quick service credit. Such a value in that space. But yeah, it's actually quick service. I use the terms quick service and counter service interchangeably because at one point it was counter service and then it became quick service. So those are both the same things to me. So you'll hear me use them again and again. But it is a quick service location for both breakfast and lunch, and then table service for dinner, and two table service credits for dinner, right?
Is it? I think it is.
No.
Is it? Yeah. See, it's one of those things, like I'm so close to it all the time. I'm second guessing myself. That's why I'd ask you the question.
I know, right? When it changed to prefixed, of course it became two. So.
All right. There we go. So
but I think so, but yes.
We're 79% sure. Where's Ricky? Ricky? I know she's in the chat, actually. I guess she's going to be joining us for the Friday show because she got home from work early.
Incredible.
Okay, good. We confirmed it. All right. Okay, so that is going to do it for today's show. We're at 79% sure we're done with the show and 100% sure that last answer is now correct. So there you go. So no, thank you guys for joining us. We hope that it was a nice little escape and we got to share some knowledge. We got to share some laughs. We got to share some memories and some hopefully some good advice for your next Disney vacation. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for that next Disney adventure, and again, adventure is out there. It's going to happen. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great planning tools. They got great resort guides there. If you've never looked at the resort guides, they're awesome. Pictures of all the resorts, room layouts, the logistics of how many people can stay in, you know, this room at Riverside, this room at Pop Century. It talks all about the dining plans. You want to learn about that? There's a dining tab. All the Disney destinations, even Universal's there as well, Cruise Line, everything. So check them out. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And we'll be planning that next trip together, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to make it really special the next time we get down there. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And a huge thank you to everybody who's been using that Amazon affiliate link during these crazy times. It is sure very much appreciated. Anytime you do that shopping online, please, please take the time to click through our link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. I know Bob was in the live chat tonight and he said that he ordered his groceries using the link today. So I sure appreciate that. Thank you, Bob. You're a true friend. If you want to make some cookies in the downtime, I will take those because he makes awesome Christmas cookies. I know it's not Christmas, but they were great. We had to fight over them over in our family. But no, please use our Amazon affiliate link like Bob. We appreciate it. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we are going to be back again on Friday talking about what we're looking forward to already the next time we head down to Walt Disney World, actually to any of the Disney destinations. What's going to be just a little bit more special the next time we get there? So stay, join us again for that. Again, tomorrow we got the live show from Sunday night. So we're keeping you busy. You know, if you're cooped up, we got podcasts for you out the wazoo. So you're going to hopefully enjoy those. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.